Thank you again, Pastor Mark, for the opportunity, to all the elders and the leaders of the church for allowing us to come and share from God's Word and also what God is doing in India. Turn with me in your Bibles to Book of Genesis. Book of Genesis, chapter 45. Genesis chapter 45. If you have the right Bible, it's page 45. Genesis 45. By the way, Jesus did not die to keep us safe. Most believers, they pray, Lord, keep us safe. Jesus did not die to keep us safe. He died to save us. And he wants us to become his disciples that would turn this world upside down with his gospel. That's the reason Christ died on the cross. This morning, I'd like to take your attention to a subject called, What is Real Forgiveness? What does it mean to walk in real forgiveness? Genesis chapter 45, verses 1 through 9 is the text. And before we turn there, let me just encourage you with a few words. The Christian army is the only army that kills its wounded. Let me repeat again. Christian army is the only army that kills its wounded. That's encouraging. We as Christians, we like to rehearse the hurt and we nurse the hurt. How about this? We crucify the living saints. We worship the dead saints. And we shoot the fallen saints. Do you think there is a need in our churches today to talk about forgiveness? Oh, yes. Today, Christians all over the world, most of them, deal with unforgiveness. Genesis chapter 45, verse 1. Then Joseph could not refrain himself before all of them that stood by him, and he cried, caused every man to go out from me, and there stood no man with him, while Joseph made himself known unto his brethren. Real forgiveness. Before we study what real forgiveness is, let me just make sure that we understand what forgiveness is not. Number one, forgiveness is not an approval. When Jesus was dealing with the adulterous woman, he said, go and sin no more. Forgiveness is not excusing. Forgiveness is not pardoning from the consequences. Forgiveness is not reconciliation. Forgiveness is not denying the fact that somebody has hurt you. Forgiveness is not forgetting. It is so hard for us to say that I forgive you and say that I have forgotten. Most people who say that I have forgotten, they're lying. You know, I cannot speak for Americans, but I can speak on behalf of Indians. In India, this is how we forgive people. We are professionals in India to forgive people. This is how we forgive them. I forgive you, but don't talk to me again. Don't you love that forgiveness? How about this? Father, forgive us as we forgive our debtors. How do we forgive our debtors? Here is the story of Joseph. 22 years ago, he was put in the pit by his brethren. 22 years later, Genesis chapter 45, Joseph becomes the prime minister of Egypt. He's sitting in that big hall. As soon as he sees his brethren, immediate reaction. Bible talks about in verse 1. When he stood and he looked at them, he cried. Be honest, if you had brethren who ditched you, put you in the pit, and they come and see you after you are the prime minister of Egypt, what would your response be? About time you guys showed up. Oh yeah, thank you very much. You know, to walk in real forgiveness, number one, you won't tell. Christians, I hope you listen to me very carefully. In verse 1, he said to all the people in the palace, leave. I need to talk to my brothers alone. We Christians, if somebody has hurt us, we want to make sure that others know about it. We make a big deal about that. And when we do things like that, we do two things. We step into God's territory because God says, vengeance is mine. Number two, we set a standard for our own judgment. Can you deal with God the way you deal with others? To walk in forgiveness, you won't tell. Bible says, perfect love drives away fear. Look with me in verse 2. And he wept aloud, and the Egyptians and the house of the Pharaoh heard it. When was the last time somebody who hurt you, somebody who offended you, instead of saying the words like, go to heaven, when was the last time you wept? Friends, that can only happen when your life has been changed by the precious blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. Joseph looks at his brethren. He remembers 22 years ago, they put him in the pit. And he responds to them with tears. Number two, if you're walking in forgiveness, not only you won't tell, you won't intimidate. Look at verse 3 and 4. And Joseph said unto his brethren, I am Joseph. Do you think his brothers were redneck? That he has to introduce himself? How many of you ever been in a situation where you have been so out of touch that you have to introduce yourself? Hey guys, I'm Joseph. Don't you think those brothers knew that the prime minister of Egypt is the same man we threw in the pit? If you're studying the Bible, I'd like to encourage you to study Joseph in three words. From pit to prison, from prison to palace. That's Joseph in three words. Joseph is looking at them, and he says in verse 3, guys, I'm Joseph. Doeth my father yet live? And his brethren could not answer him, for they were troubled at his presence. Then Joseph said unto his brethren, come near to me, I pray you. And they come near, and he said, I am Joseph, your brother, whom ye have sold into Egypt. You know, if you noticed, he did not do six things that we human beings do when somebody hurts us. He did not keep them at distance. He did not remind them of his dream and their disbelief. He did not enjoy watching them freeze at his presence. He did not gloat as they twist in the wind. He did not demand that they acknowledge his success. And he did not say, I told you so. He just come near. I want you to come near. You know, it's okay to talk about us, the brethren, but don't talk about Dad. Twenty-two years ago, they made a story. I'm sure they heard Paul Harvey. Rest of the story. Dad, the wild animals came and ate him up. And we want to bring something that you would remember. But we just brought just something that you would know that he was killed. Can you imagine if the father said, how about his hand, parts of the body? I mean, is there any way that I can know that he really died? Father doesn't ask that question. But he's asking the brethren the first thing. Is my father still alive? You know what I would do if I was the brother of Joseph? Hey, buddy, listen. We are buried in guilt. I'm telling you, just forgive us. Don't ask about Dad. But Joseph understood what it means to walk in real forgiveness. He says, neither will I tell anybody what has happened between us, neither will I intimidate you. Verse 5, neither would I like to lay guilt trip on you. Christians, We are professionals. When somebody hurts us, we are the first one to make sure they feel guilty. If that's the way you do it, I bet you one thing, you're not a born-again child of the King. God has enough on you and me to bury us, but He chooses to forgive us. What rights does it give us for us to become so pampas, so ignoramus, that we have forgotten? Friends, I love the story in Luke chapter 7. He who has been forgiven much will love him the most. I want to let the believers of Shannon Hills know, I have been forgiven much. That's why I know that the best thing I can do is love him for the way he has forgiven me. He not only says, how is dad? Look at verse 5. I want you to look at verse 5. Now therefore be not grieved, nor angry with yourself that he sold me hither, for God sent me before you to preserve life. If you're walking in real forgiveness, you will not lay guilt trip. You know what he told his brethren? In case you are worried what happened 22 years ago, let me tell you this, I'm not giving you credit for anything that happened 22 years ago. The problem with believers, we give so much credit to the devil that we forget to praise God. Oh, 22 years ago, you sold me. You didn't think I would be the prime minister of Egypt, did you? He didn't have that attitude. He says, relax, guys. You did not bring me here. God brought me here. I'm thankful for every militant Hindus in our country. 21 attempts of assassination on this life. I'm thankful for every assassination attempt that has brought me closer to Christ than ever before. I pray for every one of my enemies, Lord, help me to have a forgiving spirit towards them. Joseph looks at his brother and says, well, I want you to relax. Don't feel guilty that you put me in the pit 22 years ago. Don't you feel that because of what you did 22 years ago that I'm here today. No credit to you, no thanks. All credit to God, for he brought me to this place. Christians, have you thanked God for the trials in your life? Have you thanked God for the pain that you had in life? Because let me tell you something. Those pains bring us closer to God than any other blessings. Joseph looked at the brethren and he tells them in verse 8, please look. So now it was not you that sent me hither. God hath made me a father to Pharaoh, Lord to all of the house, and rule throughout the land of Egypt. Look at verse 9. Haste thee, go to my father, say to him, thus thy son Joseph, God hath made me the Lord of all Egypt. Come unto me, tarry not. If you're walking in real forgiveness, you won't tell, you won't intimidate, you won't lay guilt trip, you will let them save their face. Number 5, you will protect them from the greatest fear. Go and tell daddy, I'm the Lord of the house of Egypt. I want him to come. Now if you study chapter 44, there's a famine in the land. Now the brethren have the feast time while there's famine in the land because they're related to Joseph. Joseph wants his dad to come. You know how many years was Joseph with them? How about 20 years Joseph lived with his family? His dad and his brethren, they lived together in Egypt. 20 years. 22 years ago, no, 17 years. 22 years ago, they put him in the pit. After 22 years, Joseph, his dad, and his brethren lived together in Egypt for 17 years. Now, ready for this. Genesis chapter 50, verse 16. All of a sudden, Jacob died. As soon as Jacob died, oh, I want you to look at this. Genesis chapter 50, because I want you to go home and say, well, he was preaching from the word. Verse 15, and Joseph and his brethren saw that their father was dead. And now they start thinking, oh, our brother hates us. And he will take revenge. Hello? After how many years? 17 years. Joseph has been good to the family. After the father is dead, the first reaction of the words of the brethren, now Joseph is going to take revenge. Look at verse 17. So they said unto Joseph, I pray thee, now the trespass of thy brethren, their sins, for they did not, they did unto thee evil. Now I pray that forgive us. Look at verse 16. And they sent a messenger saying unto Joseph, thy father did command before he died, saying. Oh, I love this. Believers of Shannon Hill, a few years ago I was on a television channel. I'm not going to name the channel. It's a very famous TV station in your country. And it was a 1 hour interview. And after the interview, the lady looked at me and says, would you please look to the camera and please give the word of knowledge and word of wisdom to the viewers? I sat like that. Yes, ready. I said, ladies and gentlemen, the word of knowledge and the word of wisdom that I'm going to share with you, if it does not match from the word of God, it is from H-E-L-L. Do you think I was invited back to that station again? No. Did you see in verse 16? After 17 years of being with Joseph, who has forgiven them, let them enjoy the luxury of Egypt, let them enjoy food when there is famine in the land, they're saying to Joseph, father died in verse 15, and in verse 16, he has sent a messenger. Lie. But in verse 17, 18, 19, Joseph looks at them and he cries and he says, brethren, I have forgiven you. Don't you believe me? And in verse 20, whatsoever you meant for evil, God has meant it for good, to save to this day, to see much people alive and saved. As I close this morning, you know when God gave Job all his blessings back? According to Job chapter 42 verse 10, Job, when he prayed for his enemies and he forgave them, God gave him double of whatever was taken from him. You want God to bless you? You want God to give you double of what you have lost? You want God to give you the joy of salvation? Learn to forgive. Pastor Ram Prasad, serving the Lord with the Minister of Hope Givers, outskirts of Delhi, in the place called Rohini in Delhi. He was from a Hindu background, accepted Christ. We sent him to Rohini to serve Christ. I'm trying to fast forward this, keeping the time in mind. He faced severe persecution in that place, in Rohini. To make the long story short, the anti-Christians came and beat him, raped his own girl in front of him, then burned her alive, then killed his wife. I asked Pastor Paul R. Prasad, would you like for us to change your location? He says, no, sir, I'm going to keep serving Christ. He's still serving Christ. He's 66 years old. A few years ago, I had the privilege of having Sunday worship meeting with him. As I was sitting in the church worshiping Christ, it was the time of communion, Brother Mark, that Paul looked at me and says, that's the chairman of deacons. I said, nice. He said, no, sir. He was the man who killed my daughter and my wife. God saved him. And today he's been with me in the ministry. And he's the chairman of deacons. I would like to ask you a question. Would you have that kind of a spirit? Would you be willing to forgive? You know what is preventing others from coming to Christ? It is the unforgiving spirit that the Christian harbor in their life. The non-Christians would never know about the forgiveness that Christ offers if we ourselves are living in unforgiveness. I pray to God that we will learn from Joseph. Lord, help us to forgive that we won't tell anybody. We won't intimidate anybody. We won't lay guilt trip on them. And we will save their face. And we will let them have peace and freedom in your presence. Has God forgiven you? If he has, ask God to help you, enable you to forgive those who have hurt you. Friends, there's no use of carrying a dead body around when Christ came to give you life that is abundant. When you walk in forgiveness, you will enjoy Christian life more than ever before. Let's bow our heads. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed, no one looking around. I have no earthly idea why this message I preached this morning. But if there's anyone here today, heads are bowed and eyes are closed. If there's anyone sitting here today harboring an unforgiving spirit, I got good news for you. If you have that unforgiving spirit, God is not going to bless you. That's the good news. Greater news is, you can ask God to forgive me. And he will give you life abundant, life full of joy, life of happiness. Many years ago, somebody hurt you and you're still harboring that unforgiveness. No wonder God cannot bless. Bitterness destroys family, destroys church. Unforgiveness destroys family, it destroys church, it destroys ministry. But today the message is God has forgiven you. Friend, as I said before, he has enough on each and every one of us to bury us. But he chooses to deal with us with his grace. Will you say to the Lord, Lord, remove that unforgiving spirit from me. I want to forgive that person. Even if it was not their fault, I want to forgive. Friends, when you forgive, you make the other person relax. And you have a blessed life. While heads are bowed, eyes are closed, how many of you would pray with me? Lord Jesus, give me a forgiving spirit. Give me a spirit that I would not lay guilt trip on others. You have forgiven me much. And I want to be one who forgives others. If that's your desire from your heart, would you lift up your right hand and say, Brother Thomas, pray for me. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Why carry the dead bodies when he has given you freedom in Christ? Things of the old, bury them. Cry over them. Leave them. Move on by the grace of God. Anyone else? Lord, praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Father, give me a forgiving spirit. Amen. Praise God. Father, I pray that you would seal this message to our hearts, especially to mine, that how I need to constantly have an attitude and a spirit of forgiveness, especially to those who try to hurt the orphans, the widows, the ministry, because this ministry belongs to you. Who are we to hold the grudge? Since you have forgiven us, help us to forgive others. Help the believers as we leave today from this church. May we walk in freedom and in the joy of the Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.